What happened to things like Patch the Dog? You like fade them out, do you, and bring in new people?
Yeah, I mean, they're just little phenomena, really, that just to add sparks of interest and to keep the show fresh. And we come up with little gimmicks and little new ideas. Much like, I suppose, Prince or Madonna would, you know, reinvent themselves. Like they'd change their hair colour or, mm-hmm. or their name. You know, when you do something for a fairly long time, you have to keep upgrading it and changing it. And I said to a journalist earlier on today, if you listen to what we do now and compare it to what we were doing 3 years ago, the two shows would be totally different. But if you listen consistently over those 3 years, you wouldn't notice a radical change. But in mm-hmm. fact, a radical change had been occurring. So it's a kind of evolution, without getting too poncy. It kind of evolves.
Which other DJs do you admire yourself? Other people you looked up to when you were younger?
Well, I suppose I found Kenny Everett inspiring. Mm-hmm. I always thought the way he used sound effects and the way he used jingles and the way he changed radio was inspirational. But also people like John Peel who had a different attitude. His attitude, he was irreverent before anybody was. Even in the pirate radio era in 19 whatever it was, 66, 67, he sounded like he didn't give a shit. Mm-hmm. Even then, and when in fact he does, but to sound like you don't give a damn was interesting to me, and that was a different way of doing things. Much like to this day, somebody like Chris Evans on Big Breakfast, mm-hmm. you know, he works very hard at it, but you'd never really know because it comes over like he's just passing by and very natural and doesn't take it too seriously. That I find inspirational. Some of the people that were able to do that in the early days are the people that I look to. Nowadays, I quite like... I mean, I must say that I like Simon Bates' style. I love his voice. He's got a great voice and a great style. He's easy to listen to. And Nicky Campbell, I think, is pretty spiky.